This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. Senate Homeland Security Committee votes to refer Fauci for criminal contempt. The committee voted 8-5 along party lines on August 6, 2026, to certify a contempt of Congress resolution against Anthony Fauci, and Chairman Rand Paul said his team will hand-deliver the criminal referral to the Justice Department rather than wait on a full Senate vote. Fauci appeared under subpoena on July 29 and declined to answer questions, citing his Fifth Amendment privilege. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee voted 8-5 along party lines on Thursday, August 6, to certify a contempt of Congress resolution against Anthony Fauci, 85, who directed the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases for 38 years, clearing the way for a criminal referral to the Justice Department. Every Democrat opposed it, two of them by proxy, according to CBS News. The committee has 8 Republicans and 7 Democrats. The vote followed a July 29 hearing where Fauci appeared under subpoena and, after a prepared statement, invoked his Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination rather than answer questions. The Fifth Amendment shields a witness from being compelled to give evidence that could be used against him in a criminal case, and relying on it carries no admission of wrongdoing. A committee's contempt finding brings no charges by itself either, since the decision to prosecute rests with the Justice Department. The contempt resolution directs the President of the Senate to certify the committee's report to the United States Attorney for the District of Columbia under Title II of the United States Code, Sections 192 and 194. Chairman Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky, said his team would hand-deliver it to Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche and United States Attorney Jeanine Pirro, the Washington Examiner reported, rather than wait on the full Senate, where clearing a filibuster would take 60 votes and Republicans hold 53 seats, according to MS Now. Paul has not ruled out a Senate vote later. Senator Gary Peters, Democrat of Michigan, the ranking member, called the maneuver dangerous and wildly unprecedented, the Examiner reported. Criminal contempt is punitive, Peters said, according to CBS News. Paul put the count on the record at the markup, saying Fauci had many chances to answer the questions pertinent to our investigation, and he made his decision 111 times. Fox News and News Nation reported the same count. The resolution itself sets no number, and the Washington Examiner and Al Jazeera put the total at more than 100. Senator Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, tested whether the privilege was blanket by asking Fauci what day of the week it was, Fox News reported, and Fauci declined to answer that too. Fauci explained the decision in his opening statement and accused Paul of pursuing him personally, News Nation reported. Although it pains me to do so, because of the respect I have for the legislative branch of government and my decades-long record of cooperating with Congress, under the advice of my attorneys, I will invoke my right under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution to refrain from answering your questions, he said. He cited Paul's obvious obsession with calling for my prosecution and the release of his unredacted diary, and said he had been called only to get him to say something, anything, that would put him behind bars. Fauci told the committee he had testified before or briefed Congress more than 200 times in 38 years leading the Institute, ABC News reported. His attorney, David Shurtler, told CBS News that his client had solid legal ground for asserting the privilege. After the vote, Shurtler called it a crude political stunt intended to punish Dr. Fauci for exercising his constitutional rights, MS Now reported. President Joe Biden granted Fauci a full and unconditional pardon dated January 19, 2025, covering federal offenses arising from or related to his service leading the Institute and his pandemic response roles back to January 1, 2014. Paul's position is that the pardon removed any risk of federal prosecution for that period, leaving nothing to incriminate, and that Fauci waived the privilege by testifying on pertinent subjects in his opening statement. The pardon reaches federal charges only, and Al Jazeera noted that anything he said under oath on July 29 would postdate it and could expose him to perjury. Senator Maggie Hassan, Democrat of New Hampshire, said the goal was to draw out a new statement the pardon would not cover, leaving Fauci little choice but to invoke the privilege. The Examiner, which carried her account, has also reported that Louisiana, Alabama, and Florida are weighing state charges, which no federal pardon reaches. Paul has said the question may end up before the courts. Paul released more than 1,000 pages of Fauci's typewritten diary days before the hearing, covering December 2019 through his December 2022 retirement. A Department of Health and Human Services spokesperson told the Washington Examiner that the agency pulled the records from a server holding Fauci's emails and official files in response to Paul's oversight request, and that HHS created and maintained them on a government server, making them subject to oversight and transparency under applicable law. How the diaries reached the public has not been explained. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has given two different accounts of how they were found, and neither Paul's office nor the committee has said how it obtained them, the Examiner reported. Paul reads the entries as proof that Fauci said one thing privately and the opposite publicly, though ABC News reported the journals reveal nothing new about the pandemic's origin and News Nation found no admission of a lab origin. Susan Kochevar, an entrepreneur and owner of the 88 Drive-In Theater in Commerce City and a sponsor of the show, said on the August 6 broadcast of The Kim Monson Show that she stopped watching the hearing when committee Democrats praised Fauci and pointed to what the pandemic response cost people close to her. "We've lost friends from what they did," Kochevar said. She also described what she faced herself. "I got debanked," she said. "Actually, they said I was a danger to the bank. I have the letter and I had to switch banks." She said her social media posts questioning the response were removed. The Justice Department's handling of contempt referrals has varied by administration. It declined to prosecute Eric Holder in 2012 and Lois Lerner in 2015, the year after the House held her in contempt, and it charged Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro, who each served 4 months in prison. Those two cases have since diverged. The Supreme Court vacated the ruling that upheld Bannon's conviction in April after the Justice Department moved to dismiss the case, while a federal appeals court upheld Navarro's conviction in July. Lerner is the closest match because she gave an opening statement and then invoked the Fifth. Paul has referred Fauci to the department repeatedly, including in July 2023 and again in July 2025, and his committee invited him to testify voluntarily in September 2025. And now, Kim's perspective. Americans lost jobs, businesses, schooling, and time with the people they loved, and at every turn they were told to trust the officials who ordered it. 6 years on, the man at the center of that response sits under subpoena and answers nothing, which leaves the public where it has been since 2020, asking questions and getting silence. He has every right to invoke the Fifth Amendment, and I would defend that right for anyone. What I cannot accept is a government that demanded total compliance from ordinary people and now offers them no accounting at all. Trust has to be earned back, and it cannot be earned back in silence. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.